This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So is America strong enough for higher interest rates or not? Consumer spending looks strong, but hiring has stalled. With the Federal Reserve briefing on the economy and interest rates set for 6 hours from now, Gigi Duban has this scene setter.
The Fed's been dropping these hints, suggesting maybe they're going to raise interest rates. Or maybe now's not a good time. Peter Conti Brown studies central banking at the Wharton School and notes interest rates have been close to zero for almost a decade.
The fact that we're seeing a multi-year conversation inside and outside of the Fed tells us just how complicated and uncertain this interest rate environment is.
There are mixed economic signals to interpret, but Lawrence Michel, president of the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute, thinks the concern is simple. Raise interest rates, and it puts the brakes on economic growth. And the problem is, not everyone has benefited from the growth so far.
There are disadvantaged workers, communities of color, that still have very high unemployment.
And until wages grow at a faster rate, Michelle says, there's nothing wrong with being cautious. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And on this subject of consumer spending, an interesting chart in the publication Quartz using Census Bureau data. Sometime in 2015, spending in grocery stores dropped below spending in eating and drinking establishments, suggesting that we are not cooking.